Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The beginning of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people didn't accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, those who are born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, saying, "This is he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, was at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Children, it is the last hour. So says St. John to us today, and in a very specific way it is. It's the last day of this civil year, which is a tremendous grace given to us by the Lord, so that we recognize that time is finite, that time passes, that we've only got so many laps around this racetrack, and for us to pay attention. This upcoming year, 2014, that we're about to begin, may be our last year. And if it is, how much it behooves us to live it well. The way we live it well is by looking back on this previous year and the years before it, to recognize that what St. John said in the prologue today is absolutely true, that he has given us grace upon grace. That as we look forward to 2014, the Lord wants to build on the graces he has given us in 2013 and 2012. But if he's really going to do that, we need to be conscious of what those graces are and allow him to continue to build. What were the greatest graces of 2013? If you were to ponder and think about that for a while, we could all come up with some really important gifts that God has given us. But the greatest gifts, God was with us. He was enfleshed. He accompanied us through the sacraments. Fed us here, probably, if you're a daily communicant, I hope, the answer is, you received Jesus 365 times this year, if not more. I hope that you're able to say, you received his mercy 12, 15, 20 times in the great sacrament of confession. That every day, he gave you all the time that you could muster for him, that he was always there, never deaf to your replies, but always there with his love and tenderness. First reading today, when St. John is talking about the Antichrist, there are a lot of Catholics who are confused, who think the Antichrist is the devil. The Antichrist is not the devil. The Antichrist, as St. John will define later in the letter, is the one who denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Someone who denies the perduring mystery of Christmas, that the Word became flesh and dwells among us, continues to dwell among us until the end of time. There are some theoretical antichrists who deny Jesus ever came. But there are a lot of practical antichrists who, if they were tested, they'd be able to say, of course Jesus came into the world. Of course He's with us always until the end of time. But at a practical day-to-day level, spend most of their day as if the Word hasn't become flesh in their life because they live their life independent of Him. That's the real cancer of secularism, when people are practical atheists, when they're practical antichrists, denying that Christ has come and wants to help us in every instant. The great graces of this last year, the incredible courage of Pope Benedict, first pope in 2.5 times the history of the United States to resign. He really is the man of the year. Nobody would have ever guessed that. But he recognized that he was too old to continue to go on and pave the way for the reinvigoration of the church through Pope Francis. The gift of 365 days of the Lord, every single one should fill us with gratitude. The gifts even of the crosses that have come over the course of this last year to conform us ever more and more to the Word made flesh. This whole past year was a year of the Lord, which what we celebrate during this Christmas octave is realized, where Jesus comes down, humbles Himself to take on our humanity so that He can make us sharers in His divinity. He can make us step by step more united to His divine likeness. One of the most important spiritual practices that any Christian can ever engage in is a nightly examination of conscience. The way an examination of conscience works is not the same way we examine our conscience before confession. When we examine our conscience before confession, we see the areas where we haven't corresponded to God, period. And then we go, it helps us to recognize the areas that we need God more, but we go and we ask Him for mercy. In an examination of conscience at night, it's a review of the day, of how we accompanied the Lord, who accompanied us throughout the day. It should always finish with three verbs. The first is thank you. Thank you for having been with me throughout the day. And thank you for the graces you gave me at those best moments of my day when I knew you were with me, and that I opened myself up to the way that you wanted to assist me at that minute. Thank you for the way that you helped me not just to recite, but really pray the rosary before Mass. Thank you for the way you really opened up the ears, not only on my head, but of my heart, to the Word that you were proclaiming. Thank you for helping me recognize that it is really you on this altar. Thank you for being present in that difficult conversation that I had over the course of the day when I was about to lose my patience. Thank you for all of those times where not only you were present, but you helped me to recognize you were present and to say your will be done in that moment. At the end of a year, we should make a similar examination of conscience, looking back over the course of the year and saying to the Lord, thank you for all of those times where you were present and you helped me to be conscious of your momentary, instantaneous help. The second verb of every nightly examination of conscience that should translate into our yearly examination is sorry. Sorry for the times when you were present, but I wasn't paying attention. Sorry for the even greater times when I did exactly the opposite of what you had sent the Holy Spirit to help me to do in that moment. Sorry for all those times that I blew gaskets at people. Sorry for all those times I gossiped. Sorry for all those times where I compared myself against the worldly rather than against the saintly. Sorry for all those times. And then the third, each night and each year, is help me more. As we do look back and we see those areas in which we weren't fully with the one who did so much to become one with us, we recognize our vulnerabilities and our weaknesses, and we start to have what I call smart bomb prayers. Specifically, Lord, when I talk to that person, I almost always remember that episode from the past, and it's almost impossible for me to focus that you want to help me to love that person right now the way you would in my own moccasins. We begin to ask for that specific help. Help me more. Help me so that I might truly become more and more you in the midst of my day-to-day life. That's what December 31st is for. It's the last hour. There are times where we have lived 2013 with great union with God, and there are lots of other times that we have lived as practical antichrists. We thank the Lord for the former, we beg His mercy for the latter, and then we implore His help so that in 2014 it might become increasingly an Annus Domini, a year of the Lord. As I said earlier, we don't know how many laps we have around this track. If we were to know that 2014 would be our last year, how would we live it? My hope would be we would want to live it with as great a union as possible with Jesus. Just yesterday I received an email from a friend of mine, a former pilgrim in Michigan. Her husband's in the advanced stages of Parkinson's disease. They've basically got hospice care coming into the home, and she wanted to write me about the church's teachings about DNR so that I could clarify when it might be moral for a do not resuscitate order or whether it would be prudent or wise. But then she said, how can I help Bob get ready for the inevitable? So I gave certain suggestions, but the suggestions can be for everyone. One, talk about heaven. He's receiving Holy Communion every day. He's being anointed once a month and regularly has a chance to have his sins absolved. But talk about heaven every day. Get some of Peter Crave's awesome books describing with expectation the joy of heaven with Peter's great imagination and his great knowledge of church teaching. Start to ponder that reality that we're moving forward. We're not preparing to lose something. We're on a journey preparing for incredible joy at the finish line. That's the way we should live time. So today, as we come forward, where the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us, we recognize that He wants to pile grace upon grace, that He wants to pile His presence in this Holy Communion, this Word of God, on what He gave us yesterday and the day before and all the days of this year, so that we might continue to grow by becoming smaller, so that He can increase within us. That is the path to live a truly holy year, and that's the path so that the gift of time that God gives us passes to the greater gift of eternity. Thank you, Lord. Sorry. Help us more. Amen.